Good morning. It's February 11th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is Rude. Rudeness is the weak man's imitation of strength. Eric Hoffer. You know when you're accelerating on a freeway on-ramp, your turn signal is on, and there's a guy in your rearview mirror who actually accelerates into your blind spot as you try to merge? Your only choice is to slow down, annoy the people behind you, and try to re-accelerate into another spot after the rude guy is gone. Frequently, he or she will make an obscene gesture as they fly by just to add insult to injury. Why would anyone do that? Why would someone hit your car in a parking lot and not leave a note? Why do some people let the glass door to the office slam closed in your face when you're right behind them? Why would someone sit 12 inches from the back of your head in the waiting area for your gate at the airport and carry on a spirited, hands-free phone conversation at a decibel level appropriate for a stock car race? The term common courtesy may be turning into an oxymoron. It costs you virtually nothing to be nice to people. And the old adage, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar, is as true today as it was when Italian Giovanni Torriano coined it in 1666, often misattributed to Ben Franklin in his 1744 edition of Poor Richard's Almanac. Try this next time you call one of those high-tech support lines for one of the FANG companies, you know, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, Google. Odds are the person you speak with might well have an accent. And if you were calling in the daytime here, they're helping you at 3 a.m. where they live. Instead of being annoyed when they start out asking you to turn your device on and off, just laugh and tell them, yes, I did this time, but you'd be amazed how often I forget to try that. Somewhere in the conversation, thank them for working in the middle of the night, and maybe ask them where they are. Next time you get pulled over by a police officer, don't argue, don't offer an excuse. Thank the man or woman in blue for reminding you it really isn't safe, even to roll through a stop sign at 3 miles per hour. Engage them a little, rather than being defensive. After he explains the situation and you thank him, ask him how his shift is going tonight, or if there's a good place to eat nearby, or tell him you wish your 8-year-old was with you because he absolutely loves police cars. It might be even harder with that TSA agent who confiscates your tiny keychain Swiss Army knife for the 60th time. But try. Laugh instead of getting angry. And thank them for keeping our plane travel safe. Part of being polite is showing an interest in people, which, oddly enough, makes them feel like you think they actually are people. Here's a tougher assignment. Next time someone is incredibly rude to you, offers a universally understood hand gesture, yells an obscenity at you, cuts in line or cuts you off in traffic, don't respond in kind. Apologize, even if it isn't your fault. Or if you can't do that, say nothing. If it's on the road, just slow down and get out of their way. You have absolutely no idea what horrible thing might have just happened in their lives to cause them to act the way they are at that particular moment. So when a woman has her 6 kids under 7 years old, 200 feet underground in a cavern, talking, pushing, and crying incessantly so you can't even hear the tour guide, don't get annoyed. Put yourself in her shoes. Imagine you had to corral those 6 by yourself. Express your sympathy to her, or even ask if there's anything you can do, like carry something. You'll be amazed how good you both feel if you do. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1 NIV. A gentleman is someone who does not what he wants, but what he should. Haruki Murakami. Politeness is a sign of dignity, not of subservience. Teddy Roosevelt. Father God, keep us mindful of the fact that all people are your creatures, your children. When we're rude or we act in kind to those who are rude to us, we're actually showing disrespect to you and a complete lack of empathy for whatever they might be suffering. Lord, keep us kind. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.